Actually, in some temples, it is more than once in a year. We all come forward and make Srila Prabhupada's books accessible to as many people as possible. We make it our main thrust. And this is a ISKCON tradition. At the same time, it should not be thought of as some kind of a mass sales program. It is not just selling books. It is not just printing some literature and just trying to gain as many customers as possible. There is a deep understanding behind this. In fact, the very notion of book distribution is also a very deep subject matter. And as our society evolves through its years of existence, we find that we need to apply ourselves and understand this particular thing. Why Prabhupada gave so much of an importance, so much of emphasis? I have chosen this verse from the 6th canto, first part, chapter 1, text 38. And let us see if this has any clues to understanding Srila Prabhupada's book distribution mission as we know it today. This is the history of the life of Ajamil. Shri Vishnu Duta Uchu Yuyam Vai Dharma Rajasya Yadi Nirdeshakanaha Bruta Dharmasya Nastatvam Yacha Dharmasya Lakshanam. Translation: the blessed messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Duta, said, if you are actually servants of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and the symptoms of irreligion. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This inquiry by the Vishnudutas to the Yamadutas is most important. A servant must know the instructions of his master. The servants of Yamaraj claim to be carrying out his orders, and therefore the Vishnudutas very intelligently ask them to explain the symptoms of religious and irreligious principles. A Vaishnava knows these principles perfectly well because he is well acquainted with the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord says, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Give up all other varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Therefore, surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the actual principle of religion. Those who have surrendered to the principles of material nature instead of to Krishna are all impious, regardless of their material position. Unaware of the principles of religion, they do not surrender to Krishna, and therefore they are considered sinful rascals, the lowest of men, and fools, bereft of all knowledge. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita 7.15, Namam duskritino muda prapadyante naradhama mayaya paritagyana asuram bhavam ashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. One who has not surrendered to Krishna does not know the true principle of religion, otherwise he would have surrendered. This last paragraph is special bearing. The question posed by the Vishnudutas was very suitable. One who represents someone else must fully know that person's mission. The devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement must therefore be fully aware of the mission of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Otherwise, they will be considered foolish. All devotees, especially preachers, must know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness so as not to be embarrassed and insulted when they preach. Vandeyam Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Some people, especially in India, feel that Hinduism, generally the Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, Puranas are accepted as Hindu texts. So they feel no one has ever actively gone and preached about these texts. They are available if you want. But there is no advertisement. And this is what they claim is the special factor in Hinduism, while some of the other prominent religions today, they are heavily engaged in converting others. You might have heard this word, converting. So, Srila Prabhupada was very clear right in the beginning of his activities in New York. He said, you understand religion as a matter of belief. Today you believe in something, tomorrow you may believe in something else. That is not what I have brought here. And therefore it takes a little bit of application of intelligence to understand. And what has Prabhupada brought then? If he has not brought a belief system, then what exactly is it? Once somebody asked Prabhupada, why so much of a stress on reaching out in the public, going out in the public, and like we may have our devotees setting up stalls in the railway stations or knocking on doors and saying, please take a book, please take a book. So Prabhupada, like matter of fact, looked at the devotees and said, everybody outside is doing the same thing. Drink this, eat this, smoke this, wear this, buy this. If your product is good, just shut up. People will, they want, they will come to you. But they know. No, nobody comes like that. In fact, many of the products, if not most, advertisement is about 60% of the cost in it. Take any soft drink, the sugar and the soda bicarbonate and some flavor, it comes to 60 paisa. and the packaging could be about 2-3 rupees. And 6 rupees or more than that is just the advertising behind it. And they claim it from your pocket. So, of course this could be seen as a humorous answer which Prabhupada would give. But actually, Vedic Sanatan Dharma, as we know, the desire to go and tell somebody is out of compassion. It is not due to, I am superior and you are inferior and you take this from me. No. If Prabhupada would have had that kind of an attitude, the hippies in New York would have seen through that. They were not going to fall in for some kind of a like a newfangled way, a new way of doing the same old thing. In fact, the hippies were having this slogan, don't trust anyone above 30. Imagine such an atmosphere. Prabhupada is 70 years old. His diction, the way he would pronounce his Bengali, the way he would pronounce English in his thick Bengali accent, many couldn't understand. So, book distribution should not be seen in its narrow concept of, like you see in the Lakshmi Narayan garden, there are thousands and thousands of books being stacked. It should be seen for what it is. And we are going to do that in our short time here. Just by chance, yesterday I had a small file, audio file. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj had a meeting with temple devotees, ashram devotees. And the question was, how do we see book distribution vis-a-vis other services? How does book distribution relate to somebody making garlands, somebody gardening, somebody clean the temple floor, someone doing pujari services? What is the connection with book distribution? So Maharaj gave an insight. This is many years ago, almost 15 years ago it seems. That when devotees read letters by Prabhupada saying book distribution is our most important activity, there is one way of putting focus on book distribution and saying everything else is not important. And this kind of a attitude has also cost a particular temple or a particular area a lot in terms of community development. And Maharaj said, I understand it like this. If Prabhupada says book distribution is our most important activity, that means all activities are important. And this should be given a little bit of extra emphasis. So this should not be done at the cost of others. So he explains that the pujari, when he is like every time, you are all of course regular devotees, but newcomers when they come, they are simply amazed as to the care taken by devotees to, especially the garbhagriha, where the deities are kept, and even the other precincts of the temple. So if you get a book and you are inspired to come and visit the temple, and if the temple deities are not taken care of, or the temple precincts are dirty, how is it helping book distribution? Maharaj gave the example of a youth preacher. He is giving Bhagavad Gita in colleges, universities. at one point of time, after the marathon, you have to tell people that bring out those Gitas now. Now let's start studying them. So, it is not just the person who is handing over a Bhagavad Gita to somebody, he is distributing. Everybody behind him or her is also part of this book distribution effort. The contemporary example of an army, the soldier fights the battle, he is the one who shoots bullets. But what if somebody doesn't provide him bullets? What if someone doesn't provide him food? What if someone doesn't provide him medical care? Because in a war, people are bound to get injured, hurt, even killed. So this kind of understanding, after that session, I remember, I read an example Prabhupada gave. He said in India, he gave a traditional example. Today it could be a bit different, I admit. The wife stays at home, takes care of domestic affairs, and the husband works outside. So he said when he comes home, he finds that the wife has cooked a nice meal, kept the house tidy and clean, and she also has time for her own makeup. It's not like she says, okay, I'll give you a choice. Either a nicely kept house and a fantastic meal, but then don't ask me how I look. He may say, look at you, you made me lose all the appetite. So the next day, if she really does a fantastic makeover, nice nails and everything done, and the husband says, okay, what's there to eat? She said, I didn't have any time for making that. 3 hours went in the hair makeup and 2 hours for the nails. So we see the absurdity of it. All has to be done. It is not like this or that. And that is a hallmark of a healthy, vibrant community where we understand Prabhupada's instructions in a holistic way. And then do something to please him. So the first point is, the gopis in the 10th canto talk of spreading Krishna's mission, spreading Krishna's knowledge. That famous verse, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jivanam. Those who give your nectarian talks to others who are suffering from the conditions of material life, they are truly magnanimous souls. How does one go in distributing Krishna Kathamrit? Unless one has to go and make some contact. Here, in this particular episode, Ajamil was a confirmed sinner. In fact, the Yamadutas were convinced that in a long time they haven't seen such a heavy sinful account. And it was for them duty as usual. Just make a list, get the list from their head office, who is to be brought, go there. And they know that whenever they're presence would be, whenever they make an appearance, people shudder. Their eyes pop out. People foam at the mouth. Some people pass urine and stool together. So they know that this is what, that's their duty. So when 3 of these Yamadutas began tearing away Ajamil's soul from his body, he shrieked out, Narayan! That was the name of his youngest son. And they didn't expect anything to happen. Hey, you may shout anything. Narayan or Hari, Kesho, whatever. Now we are done. This is our business. And that's where the surprising thing happens. Not one or two, but four celestial. They can't even call them celestial because Yamdutas are aware of Devas, Gandharvas, Upadeva. They mention that. These are completely different personalities. Four-armed, bluish-looking, very effulgent. And when they speak, it's like the rumbling of rain clouds. And the only thing they, the first thing they tell the Yamadutas is, stop it, leave him. So they said, has anybody heard anyone stopping us? So they said, why? And then comes another surprise. He's a very pious person. So they say, him? Are you talking of him? He and Dharmik? Don't you know? So they said, yes, he is Dharmik. So in fact, in Kali Yuga, it's not an unusual experience that you go somewhere and, like if some parts of India, this is your seat, S432, you are sitting there, and somebody says, get up. So you may say, it is my seat. Somebody is coming, he's a big political person, get up. So we say, is there any law and order here? I purchased this ticket, I paid for my reservation, and this fellow is just... And then he says, if you don't get up, I'll bring this fellow. And you see somebody with big muscles. So you may say, how do we argue with that? Precisely something like this, the Yamadutas are feeling, that just because you have four arms and you have weapons in your arms and then you talk like that, does it mean you would just shut us up? So this is what they are asking. Their question is, if you are actually servants of Yamaraj, the Vishnu Dutas are asking them, if you are actually servants of Yamaraj, you must explain to us the meaning of religious principles and symptoms of irreligion. You call this person adharmic, he's not following dharma. Tell us what is dharma and what is adharma. Now the Yamadutas, their answer is given, I'll not read the whole purport. They say, look, that which is prescribed in the Vedas constitutes dharma, and the opposite of that is irreligion. At least in our training academy we learned this. What the Vedas say is dharma, what is opposite of what is said in the Vedas is all adharma. And they didn't ask about who wrote the Vedas, but they say, in case you ask, we'll give that answer too. The Vedas are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan and are self-born. Nobody's written them. This we have heard from Yamaraj. So they felt, yeah, we had done our duty. Actually, becoming a Yamduta is not a bad occupation. You require some qualified people are sent there. It's not like they are not qualified. But one thing they didn't learn in their syllabus, that is Hari Bhakti. And what constitutes Hari Bhakti? Just chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This will eradicate all the sins. They had never heard of such a formula. Because as such we know that these things are all confidential. We in India or we in this material world feel that how is it confidential if everybody is knowing it? But the fact is the Yamdutas don't know it. Devas don't know it. In all the demigods' planets, the Hare Krishna Mantra is not available. The Bhagavad is not available. So please try to understand. It's not like we have the Bhagavatam, which is just some stories, and we just have to sell books so that, you know, our quota is fulfilled. No! This is very, very confidential subject matter. First of all, even the shell, the outer shell, the shloka, that's not available. More than that, the commentary, the purports. How do we understand? How does this knowledge make sense in today's world? That is the inner core of everything. A few days ago, I met a devotee here, he was from London. He told his story, it was so amazing. I thought I'll just relate that to you. Born in a family which belonged to a Vaishnava Sampradaya. And they are staying in London, originally from East Africa. And then some developments in East Africa forced hundreds and thousands of people to migrate. So they chose, some came to India, many chose the United Kingdom. This is the 1950s and 60s. And every now and then they would have a havan in their home. Yajna. This devotee, he was a boy, 9 years old, and he would ask the Maharaj, what is this havan? So twice or thrice he asked him, more so in a bit of a confrontational way, and the answer was, shut up and stay in that corner. So he said, for almost everything, this is the answer I got. Why do we put this tilak? No answer. Now imagine, we are not talking of people who have no culture or who have no understanding of Vedic life. This is, and I am not trying to demean that family. This is what happens in Kali Yuga. So he grew up and they had their Laddu Gopal at home and everything was so formal, lifeless practically. So at age 19, he got attracted to a Catholic church, a monastery. He stayed there for 3 years. He got trained up and they made an offer. Would you like to stay here and continue and become a priest? So he said, let me just see the world. I haven't seen the world yet. I appreciate this. It was very austere. Mind you, it is not some kind of a joke to stay there. You get one small cell, one wooden bench, and live simply. Maunavrata. You have to take a vow of not speaking for hours and hours. The more senior you are, it goes for days, sometimes for weeks. All night praying. So he came back, took a job, and one day, I don't exactly know whether he was his friend or some acquaintance, he said, I have some 8mm reels. Now, only old people will know. Previously, films were shot either in 8mm and then I think 35 and then 70. But 8mm was like a real old, unsophisticated format for shooting films. And he said he wanted to convert the whole thing into digital. Now that's very costly. This devotee was very magnanimous. He said, okay, I'll help you do it. Sponsor a part of it. He converted about four or five DVDs were lying on his office table. And 6 months passed and nobody came to pick it up. He said, I wonder what happened, whether, you know, I've spent some money on it. One day he took some DVDs out, put them in this computer and trying to see what's inside. They were all Srila Prabhupada home program DVDs, home program movies. The audio was not that good. So he saw Srila Prabhupada. He couldn't make out what it was. So he went on the net and googled Srila Prabhupada. And some YouTube videos came up. So he checked out one. That video had subtitle. Prabhupada would speak English, but still it had an English subtitle. Now living in the UK, he said, my diet was just like any other Englishman or any other Britisher. I mean, all kinds of flesh foods, alcohol, everything. So somebody in that video asked Prabhupada, what's wrong with eating cow's flesh? What's wrong with eating beef? So Prabhupada said, because you drink your mother's milk, then you grow, and when you don't need your mother's milk, do you cut her up and eat her flesh? He said, I had never heard anyone speak like that. He said, that very moment I felt such a big shock. Now, I have used this argument in many ways. You also might have heard this. You might say, well, yeah, especially in India, we say, we respect the cow as mother. But many people feel that if she is your mother, why she is loitering in the street? You don't let your old mother loiter in the street, just like that. But Prabhupada's answer hit him with such force that he came back home and he asked his mother, he showed her the computer photo, who is this man? She said, well, look, do you remember every Janmashtami you drop me at a particular temple? For many years, this boy would drop his mother at the Bhaktivedanta Manor on the highway. So she would go for the Janmashtami celebration and then she would call him up, okay, now I am finished, please pick me up. He never once went inside to see what's the temple or what's happening here. So at home, she said, okay, we have our bookshelf on the top floor. So they went there. Look at the top floor. Look at the top shelf. So he went there. There was a huge Bhagavad Gita Macmillan edition. He said, this was given to your grandfather by this man. He said, amazing. Prabhupada's in our home for all these years. We have the Bhagavad Gita. I never knew of it. So then he took out the book, started reading. The first time in his life he decided to visit the manor. So he said, next time when you go there, I'm coming with you. So he went and he saw a person dressed in white dhoti, white kurta. He thought it was a monk. But he said, now I realize that all grihasthas wear that kind of attire. So he asked him, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah, sure. What is this that you put on your forehead? He said, that is Vishnu's lotus feet and below that is the tulsi leaf. So he went home and asked his mother, we all put this tilak, Vaishnav tilak, you never told me the meaning behind it. She said, well, we also don't know. How can I tell you if I don't know? And then he said, the simplest of all people in the Hare Krishna movement, he knows everything. So thus, of course, now he took a 2 year off from his office. He told his boss that, you know, I want a 2 year off. I just want to study what Prabhupada has given and I want to understand. So here is Prabhupada saying the same thing, that when we preach, we should know whom are we representing. If we don't understand the philosophy, then we would be embarrassed. All devotees, especially preachers, must know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness so as not to be embarrassed. So you might say, my God, just to distribute a Bhagavad Gita, I have to take a Bhakti Shastri or a Bhakti Vaibhav course. No! The whole philosophy of what Prabhupada gave, the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness can be condensed in two sentences.
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are His eternal servants. There cannot be anything more concise than that. There cannot be anything more clearer than that. Or somebody might say, I am a servant but I won't serve Him. That's your prerogative. You might say that. But learn it from me that you are a servant. In fact, the way Srila Prabhupada explains, at least I, in my life, I am struggling so much with the desire to enjoy Maya and the desire to serve Krishna. Prabhupada explains, there is nothing like enjoying Maya. Serving Krishna, you don't want it, okay, serve Maya. He said, your service thing is never converted into anything else. You cannot be the enjoyer here. This place is not meant for enjoyment. Enjoyment is possible only in the spiritual world. His Prabhupada once said, we are not against sense gratification. Normally we feel, oh, that's a relief. Otherwise the only thing I hear is, you know, cut out, down with sense gratification. So we are not against sense gratification. But we are propagating pure sense gratification. Put Krishna in the center and cooperate with Him and that enjoyment which results is pure sense gratification. What is the Raslila? It's pure sense gratification. Because the master of the senses is giving enjoyment to His part and parcels. That's pure. So, to summarize, people outside are ruining their health, ruining their life, ruining their mind, their intellect, everything, just because of gross ignorance. What more can be unfortunate that you just leave your mom to go to a temple when you can easily go in? You are searching for answers in life. One last thing, I asked him, you stay in London, you work in London. Have you never seen the Hare Krishna chanting on the streets? He said, oh, I did. Every time I saw them on the right side, I would go to the left. So this is how we are, Kali Yuga souls, actively trying to avoid any touch with Krishna consciousness. Why? Because he thought himself as intellectual, which he is. He thought himself successful, which he is. So which so-called intellectual, successful person would feel that, how do you meditate by just jumping up and down the streets? In fact, in India, people come and accuse, why did you bring the Gita on the street? This is something to be read, you know, in some ashram in Rishikesh or in Uttarkashi or in Manasarovar Lake. This is not to be given outside here. They don't understand. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who said, Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh. To conclude, Prabhupada said, Krishna is saying, Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam raja. Prabhupada said once, Krishna, I have two masters. One side is Krishna, other side is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna is saying, everybody should surrender unto me. So I look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, preach Krishna's message to everybody. So he says, what am I supposed to do? I am helpless. He is saying, tell everybody to surrender unto me. And he is saying, tell everybody his message. That's what I am doing. So surrender need not be bitter. Surrender need not be an experience which we feel angry about. Surrendering to Krishna is unlike surrendering unto anything in this material world. With material things, we have to learn how to surrender. With Krishna, it's our original position. And Prabhupada's books, they teach us how. So treat these books like medicine.
treat these books like food packets in a time of famine. You see, every now and then in India we have floods, and sometimes there is a news report in a helicopter, the army, navy, air force, people are just, they see, sometimes they don't see people down there, but they just keep on throwing food packets. Who knows, somebody could be just taking shelter under a tree or whatever. So right now we don't need to understand whether somebody will read the book or whether he will understand the philosophy, or let them take it. This Bhagavad Gita was sitting on the upper shelf for 21 years or so. Actually, even before that, Prabhupada gave this to his grandfather. And one day, at the proper time, the book found its true recipient. So I just had this small meditation in my mind. I look at the books in our godown here, in our temple courtyard, and I sort of make a mental prayer to each and every book. Please go to your true recipient. And let us be, what is our qualification then? Our qualification is, let us not be lethargic. Let us not be lazy. Let us not think, oh, I am not cut out for this kind of business, I am not a salesman type, I'm shy, or you could be shy, introvert, extrovert, whatever. You assist whoever is not shy. So in this way, both your natures could be used in Krishna's service. But the fact remains that every book printed by Prabhupada's own BBT is like a message from Krishna. And one of the top distributors, he said, my meditation for the marathon is, Vyasdev compiled this literature, Jiver Kripa Kaila, Sutra Kaila Vyas. The Vedanta Sutra, or we can say the Vedic literature, is given by Vyas. The Parampara has been so carefully handling it, up to Prabhupada. He has given that Vedanta Sutra's Bhashya Srimad Bhagavatam in this form. He says, what am I supposed to do? I should just get out of the way. Approach a jiva. Here is your birthright. This is your license to get out of this misery. He may decide to take it. He may decide not to take it. But we have to decide to show it. And that's what Maharaj was saying last year. In fact, many years, he asks for a mid-marathon report. How is the marathon going? And we say, well, we had this target. We all work in our material format, you know, go down, management, accounting, targets. Like sometimes a bus party or somebody goes and they report very less book distributed. So they get a firing from their boss. It's all like usual. It's not like, oh, very good, very good. We are not a book showing marathon. It's a book distribution. We do take efforts to go out. So he said, are they enthused? Is our congregation enthused? Are they encouraged? And I find this very reassuring. He's not talking about the numbers. So all of you here, counselors, counselees, or anybody in between, the point is not that whether we are getting that particular number in this particular days or not. Sometimes we may be successful in distributing 100 books in 2 days, and then we may rest on our laurels. We may say, okay, job is done. That, nothing could be worse than that. So it is the enthusiasm and the inspiration that's what counts. So I hope that all of us will come together and sort of have this happy family-oriented program of giving Srila Prabhupada's message to each and everybody around us. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarini Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So I will take on from where Shyamananpuru left. As Prabhuji was mentioning that the idea of book distribution marathon in Radha Gopinath temple is not targets, but more of the experience which we get. We always focus in the quality experience of a devotee. I remember once, I'll take an example, it's already gone, that when I joined initially in 1999 and I was going for book distribution, so one time when I came back, I had spent around 5 hours trying to do some books because books were not going, so I was pushing a lot. 5 hours I spent and came back. So then Shyamananpuru asked me, so what are the scores? So I had some good scores, so I told him. So then he asked me, how many hours you did? So he told me that, I told him that I spent five and a half hours every day. So he saw me and told that, Baldev, that we want you to do book distribution throughout your life, and not that you do 5 hours every day and do for 5 years only. So that still hit me so much. I feel that in our temple we don't push much devotees for targets and score. We want devotees to be happy doing the service and consistently do it every year. That's very important. So as I mentioned in the morning announcements that some devotees along, and I also had a chance to go to visit many programs in Bombay, in Mumbai, with our congregation, and we gave a seminar on book distribution. And after that, we opened the whole session for devotees to share their experiences. And it was a memorable experience because many devotees who were the in charge of the program, they told me that we never saw this devotee ever pick up mic and speak. And we found sometimes Matajis who were, it's very simple, but they also picked up mic and they spoke a story and they kept the mic and they said, Prabhuji, aur ek bolna hai, and they picked up a mic and again told a story. So it was a memorable experience I am having for last so many days, and I'd like to share something from those experiences because that's very relevant to all of us because it's a local story. I was there in Nasik 4 days back for the Wednesday class there. And after I finished my presentation, Shikshashtakam Prabhu, who is the temple president there, he shared his experience of book distribution. She was mentioning that when he was in Radha Gopinath temple, 1996 was Prabhupada's centennial. So around that time in December marathon, he told me that he had put up a stall. They had put up a stall somewhere in Cherney Road, a marine line station. And he was telling me that his partner in the stall was Adesham Prabhu. Unfortunately, he's here today. So both of them were had. I didn't plan like that. It just came for it. So both of them were there in the stall, and nothing was much happening because there was so much of hustle bustle, and they were shouting. No one was hearing. And suddenly, out of blue, a couple comes, an old couple, and then he starts staring at the devotees. And then he says, aap log ye kya jap karte hai mantra? What are you chanting this mantra? So Shikshashak told them that we are chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Hare. Echo. So this person said, I want you to write down this mantra and give me. So somehow he looked for paper here and there, and Shikshashri Prabhu was about to write, and he was about to write in English. He said, I don't want English. So okay, I'll write in Hindi. Well, I don't want Hindi also. You write in Gujarati because I understand Gujarati. So Shikshashri Prabhu said that, I don't know Gujarati, how can I write in Gujarati? So he said, no, but I want to know in Gujarati only. The mantra which I want to chant, I want in Gujarati. That's my local language. So they were discussing, and he was saying that, but mantra is same whether Gujarati or Hindi or English. And just in the corner, when one man was walking, and he overheard the discussion of Gujarati and all, so he stood there. And said, what is the problem? He said, he wants the mantra to be written in Gujarati. He said, I can help you. I am Gujarati, I can write. So this man comes in, and he writes the mantra in Gujarati, and gives to the old man. The old man is very happy. He takes the mantra and goes away. He didn't take a book. But now this man is standing here, who has written the mantra now. He is on the table. He is quite interested to see young people standing on the stall. He said, you are young people, what are you doing distributing Bhagavad Gita? So Shikshashri Prabhu said that, we are not just young people. This young man next to me, then he points to Radhesham Prabhu, he is M.Tech from IIT. So immediately this Gujarati man who is standing there is thinking, M.Tech from IIT, what are you doing here? And Radhesham Prabhu tells that, you know this person, he is from Air Force. So both of these young devotees distributing books have actually surprised this young man, Gujarati man. He said, I want to know more about you because I am surprised. You are talented, you have so many things you can do in your career. And you are standing here in Marine Lions distributing books, no one is hearing you all so much. So Shikshashri Prabhu starts preaching to him, and then finally he buys one book. And then he tells, where is the temple? So he gives them address, the temple. And this man comes the next Sunday feast. And eventually, regularly comes, he starts chanting, he becomes a devotee, and he is now initially a devotee in our temple. And Shikshashri Prabhu mentions, he didn't tell me who this devotee is, suspense. He told me that whenever he meets me, now whenever Shikshashri Prabhu comes to Radha Gopinath temple, and whenever this devotee meets him, he says, Prabhu yade o mahamantra likha tha. So just how Prabhupada books on a table, you don't know how you interact, no one is... Sometimes books don't go, but just one book goes and it makes a devotee. That is the power of Srila Prabhupada books. And I remember one person had come, this is a story of a devotee. One person had come all the way from somewhere in Satara. So he wanted to become a police. So he came to write an exam here in Mumbai, way back 1980s, around that time. So he came here and he was about to write an exam, and he was walking on the street and something hit his eye. He saw something attractive in the garbage can. That was the front cover of a book. It was written Ishopanishad. So you have seen the book Ishopanishad, where Lord Vishnu is standing in the water with four hands. Well, somehow he got attracted with the poster. He picked up the thing. He was beautifully fascinated with the whole poster. But he knew that this is a cover of a book. It's not just a poster. So he was intrigued. What is this book? So he turned, and that poster in the back page had written, ISKCON Hare Krishna and Jhu. So he became intrigued. He asked everyone, where is this Jhu? And finally landed in ISKCON temple in Jhu. And he came to know about devotees there. He purchased that very book, Ishopanishad. He read the book. He became interested in Krishna consciousness. And he decided to join. So he had come to become police in Mumbai. And he wanted to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's police force. So when he was about to join something like that, his parents came to know that our son has gone. He has not reported long for many days. So they came searching for him, and he saw that he is now a tilak and he is having Kanti Mala chanting. So they became afraid, what is this? And they really pulled him away. And the devotees in Jhu temple, they were also thinking, you know, that this soul is gone now, gone. But this man went back home, he had no choice, and he was pulled by his parents. But he read Prabhupada books and kept chanting Hare Krishna. And after 2 years, he got a call of police. So this time, when he was sent to Mumbai, many people came along with him to see that really he should join police force. So finally he joined the police force, but he was in his heart waiting for the opportunity. And he mentioned that for many years he was posted somewhere near Girgaon in that police station. So that time Radha Gopinath temple was there, so he used to visit Radha Gopinath temple regularly in between his duties. And then eventually he got connected more to this congregation, and eventually slowly he gave this knowledge of Krishna consciousness to his family members. They also appreciated. And then after a full term, around 15 years in police, he didn't get married because he wanted to join the ashram. And after 15 years of his service in police department, then he got retired and then he formally joined. And today this devotee is in Nigadi ashram. And during the time he was devotee, he preached to everyone in his family, his relatives, his cousin. And today in his family, there are his three cousin brothers, who all three are initiated members of Radha Gopinath temple with their family members. So you can see that how not just a book, a cover page of Srila Prabhupada's book is enough to attract a person, and then he goes for the book. So there are so many examples like that in our congregation. People have become devotees. I'll tell you a story of two Matajis. They were doing book distribution door to door. So they came to a clinic and they decided to approach a doctor who's in the clinic and give him a book. So there are a lot of people, patients lined up. So the Matajis went to the reception and told that we want to meet a doctor. So why are you medical representative? No, we are spiritual representative. We have come with books. So the reception said that actually there is no point meeting his doctor because his doctor is an atheist. He will never buy your books. So they thought, let us try, because Prabhupada's books are always miracle. They always go to people who sometimes do not want them. So they waited patiently and finally they got an appointment. As they went inside, the doctor had already come to know that two ladies are waiting who are spiritually minded and they have come with some books. So as soon as these two devotee Matajis came inside the room, the doctor told first, see, if you are going to talk about God, please kindly go away because I am not interested in God. So the Mataji said, we will not talk about God, but give me some time, we want to explain something. So both of them sat down and then they told that how you are a doctor and you are helping the society by giving treatment to so many ailments, so many problems in people have. But what about problems of stress, hypertension, anxiety? What about that? We don't have medicines for that. So for peace, having peace in this world and also goodwill in family, so we are also like doctors. We are also carrying medicines. So when this example was given to doctor, the doctor was very happy because something relevant to his profession, people were speaking. And he told that, I really appreciate your analogy of medicine and your book. And then the devotee said that, why don't you just see the book? So the doctor took hold of the Bhagavad Gita and starts going through the Gita. And then he said, actually I was never an atheist before. I became atheist because in India we have so many so-called gurus. So I had a bitter experience with many gurus and they cheated me. So I thought I should better be an atheist. So immediately this Mataji took the Gita back, opened the fourth chapter and showed the Advidhi Pranipatena verse and told that you should know from Bhagavad Gita who real guru is. What is the qualification of a guru? So that when you approach a person, or you want to make him a guru, you should know who the person, who actually guru should be. So after some preaching, then the doctor became more open-minded, and then he said, well, I want to take some books. And the two Matajis ended up giving a full set of Prabhupada book to the doctor. He bought entire set, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, and all small books. One particular stall somewhere in Thane, one devotee was telling that they had put up a stall and one person came on the stall and this person was having a tobacco in his mouth, he was chewing, and then he came and asked all the devotees, please tell me what is this verse on the Bhagavad Gita 15.14, tell me that. Pandrava adhyaya ka chodhava shlok hai, bataiye. So devotees thought, Pandrava adhyaya many of us do not know exactly all the shlokas. And this man started quoting the 15th chapter, 14th shloka. And after that was over, he said, okay, batao, 12 adhyay ka 13th shloka hai. So again devotees were... And he was quoting one shloka after another and asking devotees. So devotees were feeling that he's not going to buy a book, first of all. And he's just wasting our time and asking us and ridiculing us. So there's one Mataji who was always silent, so she thought that this person will not go unless we do something for him. So she went and asked this man that you are such a wonderful devotee of Krishna, you know, that you know all these shlokas by heart. You are a really much a pure devotee because you know all those shlokas. And this man said, well, I am not a devotee of Krishna. I don't believe in Krishna. So this Mataji asked that, how is that you know all the shlokas of Gita and you don't believe in Gita? What happened to you? So then the man said, well, when I was a small child, I was into a Vidyapeeda school where they would teach Bhagavad Gita shlokas. So I was brought in a very spiritual atmosphere, but when I went to college, I fell in love with a girl. And my parents told me, if you get married to the girl, then you are out of the family. So I was very much fascinated with Bollywood films, so I got married to the girl. And lo and behold, the next day they told me, go out of the house. So suddenly I was out of the house, I had not much of a job, good job. And this girl stayed for some time and she also ditched me then. So I thought that what is the use of God, you know, all this God is not good to me. So I became an atheist, I don't believe in God. So this Mataji told that man that, what kind of devotee you are, you know? You see, in Bhagavatam pages, we see so many devotees, Kunti Maharani, Prahlad Maharaj. When they had problems in life, they took up Krishna consciousness more seriously. But you gave up Krishna consciousness. That is not good. So this person for first time was hearing what now devotees are speaking, you know? And told that actual sign of a devotee is that when problems come, he becomes more attached to God. So you have done a mistake. But now time is very good. Now you change your mistake. Turn your mistake into good. And I recommend you that you again become a devotee. And you take this book and start reading this book. This is a very nice book. And she picked up the Gita and gave that man. It's available for discount price. Take it and it will help you also. And you will become again a good devotee. So this man was taken aback. He was thinking that's a blessing coming now. He purchased that book. And he was so happy with the lady's explanation, in front of everyone on the street, he offered Dandavat Pranam to his Mataji. Some devotees in Navi Mumbai were distributing books, so not much was happening on the stall. A group of ladies were there, Matajis. So one Mataji told other Matajis that, kindly go and check out in the vegetable market. Sabji wala ko jaake poocho kitab. So other Mataji is thinking, what sabji wala will buy? Hardly any income, you know. So anyways, because nothing was happening, so they went and tried all the sabji markets. So they were asking every sabji wala to buy. So one Mataji, she mentioned her experience that how she went to one sabji wali, one lady, and she told her that you buy this Bhagavad Gita, it's available for discount. And sabji wali in rude manner said, what can I do with this Gita? You know, I don't have time. This is the most known or well-known answer which we get. Time in. But one thing is that when we have a strong desire to distribute Prabhupada books and we pray to Prabhupada, that's what the Mataji prayed when she went to Sabji market. And somehow Prabhupada gives us the words to speak. So this Mataji said, how can you say that you don't have time? I can see that between two customers you have, you get some time. Why don't you that time read one shloka Bhagavad Gita? So her emphasis and the power of the speech was so strong that Sabji Wali actually took the Bhagavad Gita. And this Mataji was telling that next day when she went for book distribution, she had to go through a Sabji market and she saw the Sabji Wali was reading Bhagavad Gita between two customers. One group of devotees, they had put up a stall near a rickshaw stand. And as you know, when you put a stall near a very busy place, many people are there to shoo you out, you know. You cannot put food there, udar laga. So, finally the stall was getting displaced, slowly, inch by inch, foot by foot. And finally when the stall actually landed up in a place, so they thought, abhi yahan lagana hi padega. But they saw behind, there was a liquor shop, Deshi Daru ka dukaan. So anyway, they had no choice, so they stood there. And from the liquor shop, one man came out who was fully intoxicated. And he came and stood near the stall like this. for lot of time. So devotees are feeling anxiety, what will happen, Patani? He is fully drunk, what he will do? So one man was there on the stall and he was kind of bargaining with devotees. Well, this is very costly, 100 rupees, 50 rupees you. And the devotee was acting, this is discounted price, we are not earning anything, this is from temple. All the regular things which we speak to the customer. So this man, he was so intoxicated, he said, you give him book for free, I'll pay. So devotee was surprised. So the devotee gave the book and said, I will pay. And said, henceforth anyone comes on the stall, for everyone I will pay. And then one by one, 3, 4, 5 customers came and they took the Gita and said, and finally after 5 he said, bas ho gaya abhi. And he pulled out his 500 rupees note and said, I'm achha kaam kar rahe, and gave the 500 rupees note and walked away. So I see that many times when we on the stall, when we get such experiences, they remain in our memory throughout our life. We will not remember the score of that day, but we will remember the stories. And I was thinking that apart from marathon, we hardly go outside and meet people so much. As devotees, we want to avoid non-devotee association, so we try to avoid as much as possible. But wherever we cannot, we have to, like office we go or then somewhere else. But in the month of December, we get chance to interact with the entire world. But we don't interact. We don't share, we don't take what they have, but we want to give them what we have. So we have a book table, we have books, and we want to give them Prabhupada's mercy. So this is what we can see, that how when we go out, we get to know so many people, and if among them someone comes up and becomes a devotee, then it really remains in the memory that because of our effort, these people became devotee. A group of devotees, they regularly put a stall in a shopping mall. So this is from Khargar. So these devotees were every day in marathon, they would put stall. 2-3 days in one mall, then go to other mall, then 2-3 days in that mall. So I asked Toji, how do you manage to do putting stalls every day after your work? Must be very tiring. He said, it's tiring but it's very enjoying. I said, can you explain what is the enjoyment in putting a stall on the street? You're coming from a very good background. So mentioned Prabhuji, it's very easy because we see everyone gets involved. This is the only service when everyone is involved. Otherwise in temple, one person is speaking, others are hearing, someone is giving prasadam. Maximum people are just accepting services. But there is one service where everyone gets involved. On the bookstall, the kids are there, the Matajis are there, the Prabhujis are there, old devotees are there, elderly Vaishnavas. And everyone is involved. So he told me that, I told him, how do you do book distribution? So he told me that, since I come late from office, so he said my wife, so all the books are in the car. So she puts a table in the car and puts the kids in the car and she drives and she parks near the mall. Then she puts the table, puts all the books, the small kids are helping her with the books, and then she sits on the stall alone with the kids. And after 1 hour, some Matajis come, they carry some tiffin box. For some snacks, when Prabhuji's come, they'll be hungry. So all the Matajis join up. And after 7:30, then all the Prabhuji's come up. And then there is an enthusiasm because the stall is full with devotees. And then they start distributing books. And then he mentioned that when we are distributing, we are putting a stall, if one person buys a book, it feels like, we have achieved a big victory. It's like in a stadium, someone hits a six and everyone cheers up. And similarly, when a person is buying, we are very serious, giving a book. But as soon as it's gone, then we become so happy. Prabhu, book gag. And what if he told me that, what if someone comes and tells us, I was waiting for you, but dhoond raha tha Bhagavad Gita ko, kahan par hai, aap log mil gaya, achha ho gaya. If someone comes and says that, then we feel that our day is done. For him, we have come and put a stall. And told him that, what about a sadhana and all, it's not affected. He said, Prabhuji, no problem. Morning we get little late, when we get wake up little late, but we chant our rounds. But we are waiting every day, because for us it is an everyday picnic near a shopping mall on a street. Some devotees even confessed to me. I remember some devotees had put a stall somewhere near VTC station. And on the stall there are so many devotees coming from very affluent background. And they were standing on the stall and they were shouting, Bhagavad Gita lijiye, Bhagavad Gita lijiye. Kind of embarrassing thing for a person who's coming from a very rich background. He said, Prabhuji, but when we, said, how do you manage? He said, when you're standing on the stall, you forget everything. Forget thirst, hunger, everything. Our only consciousness is how this book should go and Prabhupada should be pleased. And they also told me that it's amazing because when the Matajis get the prasad, we all eat prasad on the street. And many of them told that we have never done in our life. We're coming from a very good background. I have never eaten on the street. But during book marathon, I don't mind. It is prasad. We eat on the street along with devotees and we enjoy doing that book distribution. So I find that it's a family atmosphere where devotees come together, have each other's association and then distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. So you can see that the joy and happiness we get in association of devotees and experience when books go. And that will keep us together as a unity. And that is the mood of our book distribution here. That we want to do, not only do more and more books, but also get attached to each other. Do a common service. So this is something which we can look for. Many devotees told me also that we look for December marathon because such experiences only come in December marathon. Other times we are not going out so much coming together. In fact, we have to plan for a picnic always. And many times we plan and the picnic fails. Spiritual picnic, we cannot go for yatra. So. But here, without planning, without much expenditure, automatic a picnic is happening every day. And sometimes devotees cannot go weekdays. So Sundays they have a get-together in a shopping mall or like for devotees in Vashi and Belapur area, they go for, on Sunday, they take a big van and go to this Mumbai-Pune highway. They have this food malls where all the buses stop, cars stop. So they distribute books there because maximum people are there. So they distribute. So for them it's a picnic. People are going for picnic to Pune or coming from Pune to Mumbai. But devotees are having picnic in between distributing Srila Prabhupada books. So this is how we can see that it's an opportunity for all of us to please Srila Prabhupada and also get memorable experiences in serving Srila Prabhupada. We can see that one, I was just going through some books and some lectures and I came through wonderful points in that lecture that many of our ISKCON devotees today who are leaders were helped by Srila Prabhupada's books either in getting an introduction or laying a foundation in their life. So I was in Vrindavan some years back and someone told me that's one Mataji there, Daivi Shakti Mataji. She is Prabhupada disciple, a short lady. But when she was in America during 1970s, she would go for distribution of books regularly to airport. And many devotees told me that she was a very powerful book distributor. And through her book distribution, many people became devotees. And someone told me that even leaders like, they gave me names of two leaders, said Devamrit Maharaj and Niranjan Maharaj. They were in airport and they got books from Devi Shakti Mataji. And then she called them to temple and they came and they became devotees and today they are leading members of ISKCON society. So we can see that how book distribution can pull even leaders for us in ISKCON society. One devotee was mentioning this story, one Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhav Maharaj, he is a German and he was mentioning that he was speaking this in his offering to Prabhupada. He was telling this story that when he became a devotee in Germany, that was the initial day when Krishna consciousness came in Germany. But he did not know English language. He was German. So he wanted to write a letter to Prabhupada. So he took help of a devotee who knew English. And then he wrote an English letter asking Prabhupada, what is your instruction for me? So the reply came from Prabhupada that I want you to read all my books. This was the instruction he got. Now the problem was with this devotee that he was German. He did not know English. And that time there were no books in Germany, German language. All books were English language. So then again another letter he wrote later and he got the same reply. I want you to read all my books. So he thought that two times Prabhupada has written to me that I should read his books. So he decided to read Prabhupada's books in English. So he went to the market, purchased a dictionary, German to English. He kept Prabhupada's book and next to it he kept a dictionary. Literally every word he would search in dictionary. And then with the whole sentence then he would make some sense. Oh, that it means this. No? And in this he started reading Prabhupada books, which were in English, not his language. And eventually he read Prabhupada books and also picked up some English. And eventually he learned English. And this Maharaj was mentioning in his talk, that because I just followed what Prabhupada told me, just read my books. Whatever obstacle came in my life, I just read Prabhupada books, even though I did not know English. Today I can speak in English. And then he also mentioned in his talk that yesterday I was called as a guest speaker in Harvard University in America. Can you imagine a German person who did not know English? He read Prabhupada books, learned English, and he was giving an English Krishna conscious talk in English language in Harvard. So this is the power of Srila Prabhupada's books. I was reading this book, beautiful book, Journey Home. And Adinath Maharaj mentions very wonderfully that how in his travel in India, he got that beautiful poster. He did not know who this boy was, a blue boy playing flute, who this person is. But he kept the poster with him, fascinated with that poster. And then he goes on his travel, and Maharaj mentions that he comes to Mumbai. And then he's walking in Mumbai, and then he comes to know about that cross Madan pandals, a balloon is hanging on in the air, flying in the air, Hare Krishna written on it. So he comes into the pandal, and the first thing he sees on the left side is a book table. And then he goes to the book table, and he sees a book which has a photo of that blue boy playing flute. And Maharaj mentions that the whole mystery came out, and the book, the blue boy with that photo of blue boy with flute, the book, and it was written on top, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Maharaj writes that I came to know about the name of that blue boy after seeing that book, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Maharaj said, I just took a corner somewhere and started reading that book. And then later that particular evening, Prabhupada came in the pandal, and Prabhupada, as we know that from a big audience, Maharaj was called onto the stage. Maharaj sat, and Prabhupada sang the Hare Krishna mantra. And Maharaj remembered that I was sitting on the rock of Ganga and I heard this mantra. So Maharaj is getting all the connections here in this one pandal. First of all, I came to know this blue boy is Krishna, and the Hare Krishna mantra which I heard while sitting on Ganga, this Hare Krishna mantra is being sung by this person, Prabhupada. So Maharaj got connected. And then Maharaj was mentioning that I wanted to desperately buy that book, Krishna. But Maharaj said, I didn't have money. So Maharaj went to the streets to beg. But Maharaj was saying in his book that he was feeling shy even to beg. So he was feeling shy and was trying to beg, collected little amount of money, did not have enough money. So devotees saw that how Maharaj was trying his best to collect money to buy Krishna book. So this devotee said, don't worry, we'll give the book to you. And then in the evening, this devotee pulled Maharaj to Prabhupada and he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, this young man wants to buy your book. He doesn't have money. He was begging for buying your book. So Prabhupada, please give him your book. So Prabhupada with his own hand gave him his Krishna book. And Prabhupada said, thank you very much for taking this book. And Maharaj felt very indebted for Prabhupada. There is so much of connection. We have many ISKCON devotees, leaders. They got connected to Prabhupada books. Maharaj also was mentioning one of his lectures that when he went to the Cross Madan Pandal and he saw the Krishna book, on the bookstall, Giriraj Maharaj was standing and he was alone managing the stall. It was very difficult because Indian people were coming and they were trying to fool around, and someone was talking with Giriraj Maharaj, someone was pulling the back toward magazine, running away. So it was very difficult to manage the stall. So Maharaj mentioned that I felt I should also help Giriraj Maharaj. So Maharaj was there and tied up all the books so that no one can take the books away. So Maharaj mentioned my first ever service in ISKCON was on the book table. So there are so many stories we can discuss. Time is not with us, favoring us now. So we can go on and on for one more hour. But at this time we will end, and we'll show a small clipping of Prabhupada, where Prabhupada is saying that how whatever he is doing in terms of book distribution, book printing, it is something which his spiritual master has given him that order, and that he also wants us to help him in fulfilling his spiritual master's wish. Hare Krishna. Light is not, the light can be off. Switch off the lights. Someone can help in switching off these first two lights.
Predecessors in instruction that we simply follow the predecessors in instruction that our movement is very easy because we haven't got to manufacture something. We simply repeat the words and the instruction given by the predecessor. Krishna instructed Brahma, Brahma instructed Narada, Narada instructed Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva instructed Madhyacharya. And in this way, then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the six Goswamis, then the Srinivasa Acharya, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and then we are doing the same thing. There is no difference. That is the specific procedure of the Krishna consciousness movement. You are singing daily Guru Bukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya Oikko Arna Koriya Mane As. Very simple thing. We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So, there was a private meeting talking, some of my important God brothers also there, it was in Radhakunda. So, Guru Maharaj was speaking to me, that since we have got this Bhagavajar marble temple, there has been so many dissensions. And everyone is thinking, we occupy this room or that room, that room. I wish therefore to sell this temple and the marble and print some book. Yes. So I took up this from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. And he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. Therefore I am stressing on this point. Where is book? Where is book? Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase. Now the educated, learned scholars, they are appreciating our movement by reading books, by taking practical results.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada Book Distribution Marathon Ki Jai. Bye, Gaur Premanandji. Hare Hare. Thank you very much.